tell you a story about a boy named Jimmy. 1 year old and his first words were, "Mine, mine, give me." 2 years old, he was walking. 3 years old, walking quickly. 4 years old, he was running round the pavements of his city. 5 years old and his daddy told him, "Listen here, son, you gotta learn to be a man. A man, he works for what he wants." 6 years old and he's reading, writing, top of the bunch. And when he's 7, his progression made him student number 1. 8 years old and he's praised for unusual grades. 9, his parents pay for private school to nurture the flame. 10, 11, 12, 13, he ascends and ascends. His daddy tells him, "Son, money is the means to all ends." 14, solving complex mathematic equations at 15. IQ 150, still elevating. 16, he develops complex software code that detects weaknesses in cybersecurity protocol. 17, and he sells his vision, keeping a share. Not yet an adult, but he's practically a millionaire. 18, and his daddy tells him, "Now you're a man. This world don't give a damn about you, so take all that you can." 19, he turns up profit, stocks and shares, invest in product. 20, double down deposit. 21, his income rockets. 22, he learns the truth is just an obstacle to wealth. If you manipulate the data, then a lie will sell itself. 23, a life of luxury, crystal and cocaine. 24, he makes the Forbes list, they're applauding his name. 25, and his daddy told him, "Listen here, son, while you're sitting in that palace, that don't mean that you won." 26, a business shift, he switches business to arms. He's 27, dealing nuclear and shells in Iran. 28, inside the Senate, money bought him a seat. He's 29, a role of counsel in the president's suite. And now he's 30, his daddy says, "You're losing the race. You're just a servant to the king, not even in second place."
31, a big maneuver for his daddy's approval, moving imports over borders from the exports out of Cuba.
32, moving grams, growing kilos to tons. He's 33, filling warehouses with powder and guns. 34, turf war with nobody to stop it. Blind eye from the popo inside of his pocket.
35, he gets a call. "I'm sorry, son, it's your father. Had a heart attack, I'm sorry, he's gone."
36, getting pissed off, abusing this product. 37, eyes glazed, disposition demonic. 38, with a prostitute, a moment of passion. Heating up a silver spoon and then chasing the dragon. 39, getting reckless and hungry for power. Daddy's words still driving him to kill and devour. He makes a move against the cartel, but their strategy's flawed. They retaliate and leave him in a hospital ward. A bullet buried in his vertebra and one in his leg. The doctor sighs and says, "I don't think you'll be walking again." Fuck.
Let me tell you a story about a boy named Jimmy. He was 40 and he cursed the words, "Mine, mine, give me." 41, he wasn't walking. 42, not walking quickly. 43, never running round the pavements of his city. 44, inside a palace with a mountain of gold. But those riches turn to rubble when perspective evolves. Weighing heavy on his conscience is the value of gold. Lamborghini for a life, trading money for souls. Jimmy followed the code inside the land of the free. Put your hand inside a cookie jar, take more than you need. And his example is exaggerated versions of me. And it's a version of him, and it's a version of she, and it's a version of you. There's no escaping the blame. The way we live is parasitic. Fuck the money and fame. Cut the music. This isn't entertainment. This is real life. The way we live is lunacy. Community, it declines. We're hyperpolarized. We're always fighting, then we divide. Truth is less important than the money that we design. Money's an invention. Politics from our invention. They all come from people's ideas. Did I mention? Board is an invention. Law and order fuel the tension. That leads to people killing each other. My solution is everything is subject to change. We could build utopias if individuals were taught to use their brains. If we teach kids in schools to always be sheep, and put themselves before the herd. If there's more money for me, then there's no future I see where the humans survive. We're parasites inside the petri dish with cannibal minds. Mold will grow upon the surface, then consumes till it dies. And our fate could be the same without this story to the wise. 45. Jimmy comes home out of the rain, soaking wet upon a wheelchair. He's been drinking again. He has everything he wants. He has fortune and fame. Such a fortunate fool with an unfortunate fate. With a 45 caliber aimed at his brain. 45 a fitting number cause his age is the same. Here's the words of his father, it's such a damn shame. Then he presses on the trigger of a money game.